I'm talking to legal practice manager at Shine Lawyers Caboolture, Carla Melbourne. Welcome back. And yesterday, we had the opportunity of clarifying myths and misconceptions about work cover from an employee's position. Today, however, our business and real estate show will have a look at the same issue, but from the employer's perspective. Good morning, Carla. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
So what happens from an employer's point of view when a worker suffers an injury and makes a work cover claim?
So it's really important for employers to remember that this is why they've paid that work cover insurance premium. So some employers, you know, go years and years and they've paid these premiums. Now is the time to make a claim. So what will happen is that you'll be notified by work cover that a claim has been lodged and work cover will calculate an excess. It's generally about 2 weeks worth of wages. Work cover will then take over the management of the claim. So what that will mean is that your employee will receive treatment funded by work cover. One of the great benefits is that they'll receive that privately, which often means that they make a quicker recovery and they can get back to work quicker. What work cover will also do is then take over the payment of any wages. So if the employee is required to be off work for more than that 2 week period, then work cover will actually fund that as well. And then when the employee is in a position where they're able to, you know, return to work, start light duties, those sorts of things, work cover will then be in contact to arrange that and see what light duties you might have in place, how you might be able to accommodate their injury, and work cover will continue to step in and support with those wages during that period as well.
Based on your observations, being in this line of business for quite some time, what are some of the misconceptions you think employers may have about work cover?
I think probably the biggest is that they just don't understand how it works and they forget that they've been paying work cover insurance. So it's not an attack on you. It's not something that, you know, you're going to pay in excess and work cover is going to take it over in the same way that they would with any other insurance that you take out. I think it's also important for employers to remember that people don't, you know, intend to bring a claim. They don't deliberately injure themselves. And, you know, people are really struggling and are concerned and are very anxious during this period. So when employers can support their employees with accessing work cover, that's really beneficial as well.
Part of the education, I have to ask you, do all businesses need work cover insurance?
You do. If you've got staff, you need work cover insurance. It's an offence not to have it. And if you have staff that are injured and you're not insured, work cover will prosecute you for that.
Alrighty, Carla, I need to take a very quick song break. We'll be back with you in just a moment on 101.5.